Welcome to the Trending Show. Here's your host, Mike Quackenbush.
We are almost caught up on what's trending, Trendy, so let us discuss what was hot over the weekend, shall we? Best Man Holiday edged out Thor: The Dark World to win the box office on Friday. It finished in second place overall for the weekend. Best Man Holiday is a Christmas movie and sequel to the 1999 film The Best Man, both of which star Taye Diggs. I am stunned that people want to watch a Christmas movie in mid-November. Maybe I'm more sensitive to this than most. In the last 9 days, I've been in a shopping mall playing nothing but Christmas music and at a Starbucks with a miniature Christmas tree up just inside their door. I remember a few years ago when the war on Christmas was a thing pundits weighed in on. But pundits have yet to weigh in on Christmas's war on me. I am available for interviews on this topic. 500,000 people searched for Carla Alvarez, the telenovela star who most recently appeared in Qué Bonito Amor. Alvarez died of respiratory failure at age 41 in Mexico City. The news sources that covered this seem to insinuate things relating to a possible eating disorder and or various addiction issues. But I just kept thinking, what's up with that alien face? I mean, every website has the same photo of her where she looks like the Greys that took Samantha Mulder on The X-Files. If you can't picture Carla Alvarez, picture one of the gray aliens that all military men talk about on their deathbeds with a dark wig and red lipstick. That's the photo they're all running with this obit. It's all right to poke fun in English, Trendies. It would be very tasteless if this were Las Tendencias Muestran. In the last mini-trendisode, I said that Andy Kaufman is a live story was my favorite of the week, but a contender showed up late in the game, and it was the most searched item of Friday, Bat Kid. A 5-year-old that beat leukemia, donned the cape and cowl, and thanks to thousands of volunteers that transformed San Francisco into Gotham City, lived out his dream on Friday. And people could not get enough of Bat Kid, myself included. I watched about 7 minutes of news coverage of Miles Scott, that's Batkid's secret ID, taking out the Riddler and the Penguin with a tear in my eye. Somewhere between 11,000 and 12,000 volunteers were part of this. Batkid got the key to the city and even ate burgers with Batman. One thing my time on Las Tendencias Muestran has taught me is there are not enough stories like this one. This is humanity showing its best side, and it's been my experience in reading the most searched stories every single day that humanity shows its best side all too rarely. So to the guy that wrote, "This Bat Kid thing only masks the fact that 40,000 people die each year in the U.S. due to no access to health care," you just don't get it. The dysfunction in our society is never masked for more than a moment thanks to life trolls like you. Bat Kid saving San Francisco is not at all about society's dysfunction, but rather about its potential to play a positive role in the life of a 5-year-old. To the goof that wrote, "Why wasn't the money spent on this stunt instead dedicated to research that could have saved so many more lives?" The answer is because the world can be incredibly depressing, and the chance to contribute to something uplifting that unfolds before your very eyes warms our hearts. Contributing to research is like putting money in the poor box at church. Where exactly does that money go? I don't know. After I write my check, I never see the result. Maybe there is no result. Maybe there is, but I don't really know. But I do know that if I had lined up, like Californians did on Friday, up and down the streets of San Francisco, to cheer on Bat Kid, my contribution that day would bring joy to a boy who has known more suffering in his 5 years of life than most of us, internet trolls or not, will know in our entire lives. Goofballs like this are keyboard warriors. I'm more likely to go see Best Man Holiday in theaters than I am to see someone crying about the money going to cancer research on their soapbox, ranting like a loser. And if I did see it, I'd kick that box right out from under them and introduce them to the asphalt. Now get out of my way, you goof. Bat Kid's coming down the street, and I don't want to miss him. Okay, Breaking Bad was trending over the weekend. Kind of surprising, given the show is now over, right? Well, an alternate ending to the series included as part of the Breaking Bad complete box set leaked online, which has since been pulled by Sony Entertainment. If this was neatly arranged to promote the box set, the timing is apt. The video went viral and generated huge numbers and sparked tons of interest before vanishing from the internet. The alternate ending was essentially a Bob Newhart, where Bryan Cranston wakes up from a nightmare as Hal from Malcolm in the Middle, implying that the whole of Breaking Bad was just a bad dream for an otherwise forgettable TV character. It's a fun Easter egg, but not much more beyond that. Before I continue, I do want to thank our show sponsor, Cobra Electronics, for their support of The Trending Show. Cobra.com has been totally redesigned with a slick, new look and simplified navigation so you can browse and shop with ease. I'm getting ready to wage war on my Christmas shopping list, and I'm taking Cobra into battle with me. They've got so many fresh, original ideas for him and for her. For the outdoorsy type, or the type that likes to stay in the vehicle. Cool gizmos that transform into awesome gifts await you by the score over at Cobra.com. Trending over the weekend was the new Fox series Almost Human, starring Carl Urban, who you might recognize from his role as McCoy in the rebooted Star Trek movie franchise. It debuted amidst great hype. The futuristic sci-fi show features a detective who has a dislike for robot partners paired up with an android capable of emotion. The show is delivered by Bad Robot, that's J.J. Abrams' company, and everything he does comes with a healthy dose of speculation. Entertainment Weekly led the pack, hypothesizing that Carl Urban's synthetic-hating cop character is in fact a robot himself. The show has a lot of similarities to the Harrison Ford flick Blade Runner. All day Sunday, people were searching for the Weather Channel online. Rather than turning on the Weather Channel, you know, because watching cable is so 2011. Here's the thing. I get that you would rather wait for a weather update to buffer and stutter and freeze on your mobile than turn on the TV, but to search the term Weather Channel requires more typing and clicking than just putting weather.com into your browser. Now, maybe people don't know that weather.com is the URL for the Weather Channel. I could see that. It's just, it's more work to search for the Weather Channel than to just type the address. That's all I'm saying. The top trending topic of Sunday, however, was Denver Broncos, a Colorado-based team that stopped the assault of the culturally insensitive Chiefs. According to an NFL.com article I skimmed very quickly, Von Miller and his youthful ward, Wesley Woodyard, transform into courageous defenders garbed in bright orange and blue. And together, this dynamic duo exposed the fatal flaw in the Chiefs' offensive death trap. Next up, our dauntless heroes are slated to match wits with the jingoistic Patriots in a slugfest for the ages. Whew, now we are all caught up. Remember your mission for the month of November, Trendies. Introduce The Trending Show to someone you know on Facebook. Then, leave me your 5-star review in iTunes. That helps complete strangers find out about the show. And in the near future, I am going to make you a standard-length Trending Show. Almost certainly. Until then, adios, amigos.